This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know that sturdy-looking padlock you see on your internet browser when you go to a secure web page? It might not be quite as sturdy as you or any of us actually thought. The latest from the Edward Snowden files shows that the National Security Agency can peek inside much of the internet traffic that we thought was encrypted. It turns out the NSA has a secret key to that padlock, sometimes a key provided by tech companies themselves. So what are businesses to do about that? Marketplace's Mark Garrison has the story.
First off, if a CEO is upset about NSA spies rifling through corporate data, tough. Companies can complain to Congress, but never outfox the NSA. Thomas Tachek of the corporate security firm Matizano says companies would go broke trying to match the NSA's untold billions.
China breaking into networks, and to a much greater extent, criminals breaking into networks, is definitely something that companies spend a lot of money on. I don't think companies are going to spend money very differently based on the NSA disclosures.
But that doesn't mean they're not freaked out. Mike Janke, CEO of encryption company Silent Circle, says clients, some of America's biggest companies, have been calling like crazy.
The number one concern we hear over the last 12 hours is the revelation that the NSA is in the back door of the hardware.
He's referring to news the NSA got U.S. tech firms to install so-called back doors in their products, secret features that allow the NSA in. Think of it like a pet door. It's only supposed to be for your dog. But if a raccoon finds it, he'll crawl inside that back door and make a real mess of your kitchen.
The problem is it can get other people access to information. So it's very worrisome.
Johns Hopkins encryption researcher Matthew Green says that has companies questioning their technology.
How can we, you know, buy products that we can trust? Unfortunately, that's a very bad thing for the U.S. tech industry, which is probably the biggest impact of these reports.
That could mean American tech companies lose business and jobs to foreign firms. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.